St. John is unique in his account of the Last Supper. In his gospel, he has already gone to great lengths to deliver Jesus' Eucharistic teaching. That's in the sixth chapter of his gospel. So now, as he comes to the Last Supper, he focuses our attention on what happens after the meal. And the foot washing is the defining characteristic of John's telling of the story of the Last Supper. In St. John's Gospel, the foot washing is a parable. A parable is a story that conveys a much deeper meaning. For Jesus in John's Gospel, the foot washing is a parable of the cross. And through that parable, he demonstrates in a visual way what he's going to do on the next day. And he demonstrates for them why he willingly embraces his cross and his death. This parable helps us to reflect on the meaning of the Paschal Triduum, the celebration of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, spread out over 3 days, which we begin tonight. In the introduction to the parable, St. John tells us that Jesus loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. Love is the motivator of what is happening here. Jesus himself said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So what he's doing here, is an offering for his own who are in the world, for his apostles, yes, of course, who are there with him at the supper, but for us, for truly we are Jesus' own. And the end that he loves them to is not just the conclusion of the story, but it's the culmination of his mission, which is the cross. Jesus loves us to the cross. Notice John tells us that Jesus takes off his outer garment and he puts on a towel. It's a very important detail. For that symbolic action of taking off his outer garment recalls for us the incarnation, when God became man to save us. Jesus takes off the outer garment of his divinity, his glory, his equality with the Father. And he puts on the towel of our humanity in the incarnation. Jesus taking off his outer garment and putting on another signifies his love for us, for mankind, that he became man for us, and that desire to go to the end, to the culmination, to restore our reconciliation with God. St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, puts it this way. He says, "Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not equate equality with God something to be grasped at." St. Paul tells us that he emptied himself. He takes off his outer garment. He takes on the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found human in appearance. Jesus, in this parable, does the work of a slave. In the ancient world, it was the slave's job to wash the feet of the guests at people's homes. You know, we don't understand, we don't have a concept of the fact that in the ancient world, when people went anywhere, there were no roads, there were no sidewalks, There was no asphalt. So they walked over rugged terrain, over dirt and rocks. So their feet became very dirty while they were traveling. So it was a sign of hospitality that when you went into someone's home, they washed your feet to cleanse all that dirt that you had accumulated on yourself. And so Jesus does this work, which the owner of the house would never do, but only a slave would do. So Jesus does this work. By the cross, Jesus goes down into where we are most dirty, our alienation from God, our separation from Him. He makes Himself the slave of our humanity. Remember, we inherit from Adam and Eve their original sin. We inherit this great chasm between us and God. We inherit a separation from Him, a distance from Him. And then we pile onto that our own sinfulness, our own sins of omission and commission. When Jesus cries out from the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" That's our cry, because we are alienated from God. And Jesus takes all this on Himself, and He washes it away by His obedience. And He makes us clean, just as He did the apostles' feet at the Last Supper. St. Paul puts it this way. He says that Jesus humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And then, as the parable goes on, we have Peter. Ah, St. Peter, what patience Jesus has with him. In the parable, Peter stands for all of us. How we reject the saving action of God. First Peter refuses to have his feet washed. "You will never wash my feet." How often we refuse to let Jesus wash our feet by our sins. Those countless times when we don't want to pick up our cross and we stumble under its weight. But then Peter says, "Not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Those times when we think that we're better than God, when we stomp our feet like impetuous children. What patience Jesus has with Peter, and what patience Jesus has with us. Jesus cleanses us in the sacrament of baptism. Yes, we are impetuous and stubborn, but Jesus still loves us. He loves us to the end. This parable of the cross is told at the Last Supper because it's in the Eucharistic sacrifice that the saving action of the cross is made present to us. In each and every Mass, Jesus bends down to wash our feet, just as He did the apostles at the Last Supper. He pours all of the saving fruits of His sacrifice into the bread and wine so that their very substance is changed. It's no longer bread and wine. It's His body and blood. Because it contains His very sacrifice, His very self. Jesus loving us to the end, giving Himself for us. So extravagantly does He give us that the very substance of bread and wine is changed into Himself. Jesus makes Himself our spiritual food in the Eucharist. And that's how He washes us and he loves us to the end. That's why he told this parable at the Last Supper, when he demonstrated the love with which he loves us. Tonight in Psalm 116, which our choir sang so wonderfully for us tonight, the psalmist asked the question, "How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done to me?" It's an interesting question. If you really think about it, how can we possibly make a return to the Lord for all the with which he has loved us? How can we return in kind God's love for us? But the psalmist answers the question. He says, "The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call on the name of the Lord." The Eucharistic sacrifice, being present at the sacrifice of the Mass, is how we make a return to the Lord. Jesus gives himself. He becomes our food. He is the sacrifice. He washes away our imperfections, and he becomes our food. He invites us to partake of this spiritual food, to take in the mystery of the cross, to receive his very life into our own souls, where he cleanses us. And so, my friends, when we receive Jesus in the Eucharistic sacrifice, all of this is so that we can be his friends in this life, and so that we can be with him in the eternal banquet feast, which is heaven.